The International Bible Lessons Commentary for Sunday, January 3rd, 2016, is from Genesis chapter 29, verses 15 through 30. Hear now the word of the Lord from Genesis chapter 29, verses 15 through 30, New International Version. Laban said to him, "Just because you are a relative of mine, should you work for me for nothing? Tell me what your wages should be." Now Laban had two daughters. The name of the older was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah had weak eyes, but Rachel had a lovely figure and was beautiful. Jacob was in love with Rachel and said, "I'll work for you 7 years in return for your younger daughter, Rachel." Laban said, "It's better that I give her to you than to some other man. Stay here with me." So Jacob served 7 years to get Rachel, but they seemed like only a few days to him, because of his love for her. Then Jacob said to Laban, "Give me my wife. My time is completed, and I want to make love to her." So Laban brought together all the people of the place and gave a feast. But when evening came, he took his daughter Leah and brought her to Jacob, and Jacob made love to her. And Laban gave his servant Zilpah to his daughter as her attendant. When morning came, there was Leah. So Jacob said to Laban, "What is this you have done to me? I served you for Rachel, didn't I? Why have you deceived me?" Laban replied, "It's not our custom here to give the younger daughter in marriage before the older one. Finish this daughter's bridal week, then we will give you the younger one also, in return for another 7 years of work." And Jacob did so. He finished the week with Leah, and then Laban gave him his daughter Rachel to be his wife. Laban gave his daughter Bilhah to his daughter Rachel as her attendant. Jacob made love to Rachel also, and his love for Rachel was greater than his love for Leah, and he worked for Laban another 7 years. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Genesis chapter 29, verses 15 through 30. January 3rd, 2016. Questions for discussion and thinking further. Follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further discusses questions for discussion and thinking further to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson, that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. If you are a Bible student or teacher, you can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. International Bible Lesson Commentary. Genesis 29:15. Laban said to him, "Just because you are a relative of mine, should you work for me for nothing? Tell me what your wages should be." After Jacob and his mother Rebekah deceived his brother Esau and his father Isaac, Jacob fled to Rebekah's brother Laban in Haran, about a 500-mile journey. Jacob met Rachel at a well, and he helped her water the family flock of sheep. Laban invited Jacob to his home, and for a month Jacob continued to help with the family flock. Jacob was serving Laban for nothing. Laban may have seen how much Jacob loved Rachel, and he finally asked Jacob what he would take for wages for serving him. After leaving his father, Jacob became a servant of Laban. Genesis 29:16. Now Laban had two daughters. The name of the older was Leah. The name of the younger was Rachel. Jacob wanted to marry Rachel, but after Laban's deception, he married both of his daughters. Leah became the mother of Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Dinah. Jacob loved Rachel more than Leah, and Rachel became the mother of Joseph and Benjamin after some years of inability to conceive children. Joseph became the father of two tribes, Ephraim and Manasseh. Genesis 29:17. Leah had weak eyes, but Rachel had a lovely figure and was beautiful. Different translations describe Leah's eyes as lovely, weak, tender. Her eyes were either beautiful in contrast to Rachel's beauty, or in addition to not being as beautiful as Rachel, her eyes suffered from a defective vision or beauty. It may be that Rachel always looked more desirable than Leah, because neither were married before Jacob was deceived into marrying both sisters. Genesis 29:18. Jacob was in love with Rachel and said, "I'll work for you 7 years in return for your daughter, Rachel." Jacob loved Rachel, but in order to marry her, he had to pay for the privilege, which tablets from that time indicate was customary. Some believe that Jacob's offer of 7 years of service was extraordinary, but such was Jacob's love for Rachel that he named what some consider a high price to show how much he valued her. The perfect number of 7 is interesting to note. Perhaps the number indicates Jacob's perfect love for Rachel. Genesis 29:19. Laban said, "It's better that I give her to you than to some other man. Stay here with me." Laban's comment seems somewhat strange. Did he mean that Jacob's offer of 7 years of labor was a better offer than other men had made him for Rachel? Did he intend to make an agreement that he could easily change because it was not a firm commitment or agreement, but left room for deception? Perhaps both? His reply does not seem to indicate a binding contract from Laban's point of view, but Jacob took it as such. Genesis 29:20. So Jacob served 7 years to get Rachel, but they seemed like only a few days to him because of his love for her. Perhaps Jacob worked side by side with Rachel as they pastured and watered Laban's flock, because with his strength he could move the stone from the well by himself, and Laban did not need to be concerned about the safety of his daughters when they were with Jacob. If Jacob and Rachel labored together, they bonded in love and spirit in a way that made 7 years seem short to Jacob. Genesis 29:21. Then Jacob said to Laban, "Give me my wife. My time is completed, and I want to make love to her." Jacob fulfilled his agreement with Laban as far as he understood the agreement. Laban, however, had left himself a legal loophole in the agreement so he could legally deceive Jacob, which of course was unethical behavior and a great sin with woeful consequences. By means of deception with Laban's sister, Rebekah, Jacob had once cheated his brother and father. Now Jacob learned personally the sad consequences of deception and sin in a way that would have an effect on the rest of his life and family. Genesis 29:22. So Laban brought together all the people of the place and gave a feast. A wedding feast preceded the consummation of the marriage. Perhaps similar to the wedding feast in Cana, much wine was consumed. See John chapter 2. There are a few details about how these weddings were carried out, probably without the detailed exchanging of vows as in contemporary weddings, but with a mutual understanding of the customs of the day before the laws of Moses guided the kingdom of Israel. Genesis 29:23. But when evening came, he took his daughter Leah and brought her to Jacob, and Jacob made love to her. We do not know if Leah consented to the deception of her father. Whether she did or not, she would have been obligated to obey her father according to the custom of the day. From the Bible, we know that believers are obligated to obey God first, if commanded by any human authorities to disobey God. See Acts chapter 4, verses 19 through 20, and Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Genesis 29:24. And Laban gave his servant Zilpah to his daughter as her attendant. Jacob fulfilled his obligation to Leah and married her, even though he did not know at the time that he was marrying her instead of Rachel. What he did would not be undone. Before learning about Jacob's response to Laban's deception, we learn that Laban gave Zilpah to Leah. Later, Leah gave her to Jacob, and she bore him Gad and Asher, who also became fathers of two tribes of Israel. Genesis 29:25. When morning came, there was Leah. So Jacob said to Laban, "What is this you have done to me? I served you for Rachel, didn't I? Why have you deceived me?" We often reap what we sow, and it is only by the grace and mercy of God when we do not reap all of the consequences of all the sins that we have sown. The obvious answer to Jacob's question is Laban wanted 7 more years of service from Jacob, and he selfishly did not consider the effect of his deception on his daughters, Leah and Rachel. Though Jacob did not love or want Leah, God noticed her suffering and comforted her through many children. Quote, "When the Lord saw that Leah was not loved, he enabled her to conceive, but Rachel remained childless." Genesis chapter 29, verse 31. Genesis 29:26. Laban replied, "It is not our custom here to give the younger daughter in marriage before the older one." Currently, we do not know of this custom as being widespread. It may have been a local custom that Laban did not tell Jacob about in advance, in order to take unfair advantage of him. Or it may have been an invented family custom, in order to cheat Jacob while appearing to be law-abiding. Genesis 29:27. "Finish this daughter's bridal week. Then we will give you the younger one also, in return for another 7 years of work." Though he did not love her as he loved Rachel, Jacob did not want to divorce Leah, for then he would lose Rachel. His only option at that moment was to publicly agree with the marriage contract or break fellowship with Laban and Rachel. He could marry Rachel immediately, only if he worked another 7 years. Laban was neither a good father to his daughters, nor a good father-in-law to Jacob. Genesis 29:28. And Jacob did so. He finished the week with Leah, and then Laban gave him his daughter Rachel to be his wife. Jacob did as Laban commanded. The consequences of marrying two sisters brought unhappiness into the family that lasted decades and generations. Later, the laws of Moses forbid marriages of this type. Quote, "Do not take your wife's sister as a rival wife, and have sexual relations with her while your wife is living." Leviticus 18:18. The unhappy story of Leah and Rachel illustrates the wisdom of this law of Moses. Genesis 29:29. Laban gave his servant Bilhah to his daughter Rachel as her attendant. Because Rachel could not bear children immediately, she gave Bilhah to Jacob so she could legally adopt their children as her own. Bilhah bore Jacob two sons, Dan and Naphtali, who became fathers of two tribes of Israel. Genesis 29:30. Jacob loved Rachel and made love to Rachel also, and his love for Rachel was greater than his love for Leah, and he worked for Laban another 7 years. Eventually, Jacob worked 20 years for Laban. He worked 13 years after his marriages to Leah and Rachel, before fleeing with his family back to his home in the land God promised to Abraham. As Jacob told Laban, quote, "It was like this for the 20 years I was in your household. I worked for you 14 years for your two daughters, and 6 years for your flocks, and you changed my wages 10 times. Genesis 31:41. In spite of all Jacob did to Esau and Isaac, and all Laban did to Jacob, Leah and Rachel, God worked it out for good, and Jacob learned to trust in and obey God. This would not be the last time Jacob would be deceived, for he was later deceived about the death of his favorite son, Joseph. But God used that deception to save Jacob's family in Egypt. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. How would you describe Jacob's work ethic? Contrast it with what others might have done in his situation with Laban and his family. 2. How might Laban's answer to Jacob regarding his wages have been crafty in preparation to deceive Jacob later, quote, "if he wanted to and saw the opportunity," unquote. 3. How long did Jacob's first 7 years of work feel to him, and why did he feel that way? 4. How do our feelings for someone influence how we serve them? What kind of feelings do believers and unbelievers have toward God, and how do those feelings influence their service of God? 5. Can you name one or more good consequences that God worked out in spite of Laban's sins against Jacob and his daughters? 'God gives laws with good reasons,' International Bible Lesson, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Genesis 29:26. Laban replied, "It is not our custom here to give the younger daughter in marriage before the older one." When Laban used a custom to deceive Jacob, the Bible does not tell us if Laban used a real custom of his family and people, or a custom he created for his own convenience. Without telling Jacob in advance about the custom, he tricked Jacob into marrying his oldest daughter, Leah, when Jacob loved and thought he was marrying Laban's younger daughter, Rachel. Laban abused his daughters and Jacob for his own selfish purposes when he forced Jacob to marry both of them in exchange for Jacob serving him 14 years. Leah was unloved, and Laban's trickery, even if he used a real custom, brought decades of unhappiness to both of his daughters and Jacob. When God saw Leah's unhappiness, he intervened and brought her much happiness through her children. She also became the mother of Levi, the ancestor of Moses, and of Judah, the ancestor of Jesus the Messiah. So, God was able to bring everlasting goodness and happiness out of Laban's sin and Leah's sorrow. God also did not want this custom to prevail, and from the unhappiness the custom brought Jacob and his family, we can understand why. Therefore, God gave this law to the Israelites through Moses: "Do not take your wife's sister as a rival wife and have sexual relations with her while your wife is living." Leviticus 18:18. We may not understand all of the reasons for all of God's laws, But God has good reasons for giving us His laws, and God's laws are always for our good. For this reason, God has given believers the Holy Spirit, to guide them in understanding and obeying God's laws. Begin or close your class by reading the short, weekly, International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2016 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.